بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. These wise people, those who ponder on the heavens and the earth, how exactly did they believe? Someone came along and told them to believe, so they believed? Of course not. These are the possessors of intellects. These are the thinkers. This caller could be a manifest caller like a prophet, but there is also an inner prophet in the form of their intellect, thought and insight, which calls them to believe in God. So a caller told them to have faith, and they, based on their full understanding, comprehension, awareness and insight, answered the call. This is the second point.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is a third point that I want to deal with briefly here. That is that since it is faith based on understanding that Islam wants, since God Almighty does not accept faith without understanding and places no value or importance on this, that is why we see the Quran in several places criticizing blind or tribal belief. Sadly, it is this sort of belief that people adopt by leaving their brains behind. But it is this belief that the Quran harshly criticizes. And when they are told, come to what Allah has sent down and to the Apostle, the Quran, Surah 5, verse 104. This is addressed to the faithful, and I would translate its meaning as saying, come to what Allah has sent down and to the Prophet, come and see and understand. So the faithless are told to come and understand, to come and listen, to see what the Prophet says. And what is their response? Instead of coming, instead of thinking, instead of trying to understand and choosing their own way, they say, sufficient for us is what we have found our fathers following. In other words, we will follow the same path as our fathers and we will not follow anything new. One scholar says that when the Quran speaks about disbelievers, kuffar, they are always the reactionaries of every era. Whenever a prophet or a wise person says something new, opens a new path, or summons people to something new, the disbelievers are opposed to it. They are tribal, blind following, ossified and a reactionary in their outlook. They will never accept a new approach. They always say the same thing. We will take the same way as those before us traveled. This is not the way we saw our mothers and fathers doing it. We want to see the world as they saw it and follow in their footsteps. But what does the Quran say in response? What, even if their fathers did not know anything and were not guided? The Quran asks, will you still follow your forefathers even if they didn't understand anything? If they didn't find a path? If they couldn't work out what was right and wrong? Do you see how the Quran rebukes people for blindly following their forefathers?
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've